January. Happy New Year. January 1st. So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Another year of life is now in the past. A new year is opening before us. What will be its record? What will we each inscribe upon its spotless pages? The manner in which we spend each passing day will decide this question. Let us enter upon the new year with our hearts cleansed from the defilement of selfishness and pride. Let us put away every sinful indulgence, and seek to become faithful, diligent learners in the school of Christ. A new year opens its unsullied pages before us. What shall we write upon them? Seek to begin this year with right purposes and pure motives, as beings who are accountable to God. Ever bear in mind that your acts are daily passing into history by the pen of the recording angel. You must meet them again when the judgment shall sit and the book shall be opened. If we connect with God, the source of peace, and light, and truth, His Spirit will flow through us as a channel, to refresh and bless all around us. This may be the last year of life to us. Shall we not enter upon it with thoughtful consideration? Shall not sincerity, respect, benevolence, mark our deportment toward all? Let us withhold nothing from Him who gave His precious life for us. Let us all consecrate to God the property He has entrusted to us. Above all, let us give Him ourselves, a freewill offering. May the beginning of this year be a time that shall never be forgotten, a time when Christ shall come in among us, and say, "Peace be unto you." Brethren and sisters, I wish you, one and all, a happy new year. We live in deeds, not years. In thoughts, not breaths. In feelings, not in figures on a dial. We should count time by heart throbs. He most lives. Who thinks most, feels the noblest, acts the best.